Pray for the Holy Spirit, May 9th. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Those who place their names on the church book should do so with a full and intelligent understanding of what this action involves. It means that you have solemnly pledged yourself to serve God. It means that you have made a full surrender of self to Him, in order that Christ may reign where self once reigned. It means that you have given up your pet ideas and policies, and have yielded your mind to the mind of Christ. It means that your fixed purpose is to be one with God, one with His people, that you will exercise self-denial and self-sacrifice to advance the interests of His kingdom, that you will strive to overcome everything that hinders growth in grace. The Lord leaves in darkness no man who has an ear to hear and a heart to understand. Let everyone keep the eye single to God's glory. Be not led astray by the snares of the wicked one. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Let the warnings that God has given in His word be voiced by the watchmen on the walls of Zion and heeded by every soul in the Master's service. Every case will be tried, every soul will be proved. Let each one ask, Am I an evil servant? Do I by precept and practice lead other souls in false paths? Remember that your influence is affecting others for good or for evil. I beseech the members of every church to seek now for the greatest blessing heaven can bestow, the Holy Spirit. If in faith you seek for a greater measure of God's Spirit, you will be constantly taking it in and breathing it out. Daily you will receive a fresh supply. Your everyday experience will be enriched by the rich current of God's love. Before you lie vast fields of truth, vast sources of power. Let the daily prayer be, Take from us what thou dost choose to take, but withhold not thy Holy Spirit from us. We must have the gift of the Holy Spirit. The truth of God is for us. The religion of Jesus Christ never degrades the receiver, but makes him pure, that he may see God. It gives him an intensity of desire to be like Jesus Christ, the one altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. Why should we not love him and give him our undivided service? As were God's people anciently, so should we be prepared to advance when the cloud rises and moves forward, and to halt when the cloud hovers over a certain place. None can stand still, making no advancement, written for our admonition.